A bunch of pluggers. With celebs, it's all want and no give. At least that's my experience. If they haven't got a book out or appearing in a film or panto season hasn't arrived, you're very unlikely to get a celebrity guest just to pop in to say hello. I can't blame them. Most look upon publicity as a necessary evil of the business they're in. So when I was asked to produce a series called Pete Meets, a strand where celebs pop in and say hello, my heart sank. The idea, I was told by my programme controller, was that a collection of his showbiz chums would come onto the show and talk in depth about their relationship with Pete Murray and share anecdotes about the business. Well, it took me months of tricky negotiation to get some of them on. My favourite was the old trooper Dora Bryan, now a hospitalised, very frail old lady, but in the 1990s she was busy acting and running a hotel in Brighton.
"I'll come for £40 and I shall travel by train, London first class, and you'll pay for that as well," I remember her saying. And I remember asking my editor to clear her expenses. "First class," he said, as if this was the most decadent thing a celeb had demanded since Eartha Kitt wanted a dozen red roses in her dressing room. As I say, when we explained that the radio station didn't have a dressing room, Eartha's reply, according to her PA, was, "Well, I'm still having the fucking roses if you want me." Anyway, Dora duly arrived, and she was worth every penny of that first-class fare and the 40 quid budget. I remember Chris sneaking into the live studio with a cup of tea for Pete, and Dora, mid-question, stopped, turned to Chris and said, "Oh, two sugars in mine, love, and make it a strong one." So I guess not all celebs are a bunch of pluggers.